The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers at KRLA870.com. That's newsmakers at KRLA870.com. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
We are joined by Dick Morris right now, dickmorris.com. He is the one guest I had before the 2016 election who said President Trump was going to win. So many other people said, I don't know, it's not going to, but he was just steadfast. He had done the research. He knew from his life experience what's going on. We now turn to him for some early wisdom on what has become a very unusual year. Dick, if you're going to prognosticate, boy, throw a pandemic in there and see what happens. Thank you for being on the program again.
Good. I hate to repeat myself because you have this on tape already, but Donald Trump is going to win.
All right, we got it on tape. And you sound comfortable reason, about that. Why is that?
The reason he will, in my view, is that I think that as the economy comes to reopen and the virus begins to fade, the major issue, the only issue, will be restarting the economy. And everything else will pale by comparison. Nobody will talk about climate change or income inequality or high cost of drugs or health care or anything. They're going to talk about reopening the economy. And that is Trump's wheelhouse. That's his strength. You know, your house you lived in and you loved for 20 years burns down and you want to rebuild it. Well, who do you hire? The same architect and designer who made it so pretty? Or this new contractor named Biden you've never worked with before.
Yeah, but you also write, and I was looking at your website, dickmorris.com, there are some things on the horizon, like Democrats, you say, may be trying to steal the election with mail-in ballots. Walk us into this story, a little-known thing that was, what, stuck into the deal to give money, relief money?
Yes.
To explain this.
Well, that was money put in to facilitate mail-in voting, but the entire notion and practice of mail-in voting and absentee voting leading to ballot harvesting, such as you've had in California, could completely pervert the notion of the election, of all elections for all time. The Democratic Party has certain constituencies, venues that are very heavily Democratic, public housing projects, Indian reservations, various places where basically Democrats are, and nursing homes. And when there's mail-in voting or absentee voting in significant numbers, they do ballot harvesting. They send their operatives person to person, signing them up with no secret ballot, with peer pressure, sometimes financial incentives, and come in with a certain number of votes, which they send in. And then they go back out again. They call this ballot harvesting. And California, it reached such a degree that there were five congressional races you all had out there in 2018 that are suspect because of ballot harvesting, where the voters who showed up at the polls voted strongly for the Republican. And when the absentee votes, counting all the harvested ballots, were counted, the Democrat was elected. And if that were to happen on a national level, that would be absolutely horrific.
That would be. Now, Dick Morris,
right now,
I was going to say, Dick
right
Morris.
Now, 40% of all ballots are mail-in or absentee.
Yeah. I want to share a story with you because it's been brewing all week and it finally broke. And it is one where a lot of people who've been following this are saying, what took him so long? But I'm looking at the wire that says the Justice Department dropped its case against General Michael Flynn. And
they did?
Yeah, they just went across the wire. So I wanted to get your reaction on that. Yes.
I saw that the prosecutor resigned. I saw that the prosecutor resigned his job But did they actually drop the case?
The Wired story says Justice Department drops case against General Michael Flynn.
Oh, well, good. That has needed dropping the whole time. Flynn was a very controversial guy who served in three consecutive places in the intelligence community. He was a theater intelligence officer in Afghanistan. He became the director of intelligence operations nationally, and then moved up, I think, to just below the DNI, Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah.
In each place that he went, he cleaned house. He told the agents, get the hell out of the office, get into the field, learn what's really happening. He said in Afghanistan, they never knew what was really going on. They were all hidebound in the office. And heads rolled, and he absolutely insisted on getting real intelligence and real effective operations. Bull in a china shop was the phrase that they used. So when he became appointed head of intelligence by National Security Advisor by Trump, the intelligence community went absolutely ballistic because they were used to running this as their own private fiefdom, and indeed had committed this incredible fraud of allowing this Russiagate thing to develop. And they saw that Flynn would blow it sky high. So they had to get Flynn. They had to get him. And the crime they got him on was that he was at a reception with the ambassador from Russia. And he spoke to him. Hi, how are you doing? Good to talk to you. Nice meeting you. I might be the new security advisor. Yeah, we have to work together. Well, we'll have a drink sometime. Bye-bye. And he was asked about that. And the testimony, and what in fact happened was that he was interviewed by the FBI, and he thought that it was just information gathering for the government. You know, there was like people who would report to him. And he recounted the story, but not accurately, because he didn't need to. And they indicted him for it. It was all a setup. It was a trap. And he was entrapped. And the Supreme Court is throwing this out. The courts have ruled that. And now in dropping the case, the Justice Department is conceding that.
Yeah, here's the article off the AP. The Justice Department says it's dropping its criminal case against President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. That's according to a court filing Thursday obtained by the Associated Press. The Justice Department says it's dropping the case after considered review of all the facts and circumstances of this case, including newly discovered and disclosed information. The case was brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Prosecutors said Flynn had lied to the FBI about his conversations with the Russian ambassador in January of 2017 interview. Flynn became a key cooperator for Mueller's probe into ties between Russia and Trump's campaign. Dick Morris, doesn't this just affirm everything that Fox News has been saying and pretty much throw a wrench in everything that's been going on at MSNBC and CNN?
Well, I would prefer to look at it in positive terms. My wife and I wrote a book in June of 2017, right after the election, 6 months after Trump took office, where we said that Michael Flynn was framed, and we said this is the beginning of a hoax, and we were the first ones to use the phrase intelligence community coup against Donald Trump. And this is all personal. This is vindication for us as well.
Yeah. Now, isn't the left going to say, well, okay, the Justice Department's in the control of Trump and therefore his henchmen are taking care of things?
Well, if they did, they would have dropped the case 2 years ago. Never would have brought it if you were able to control that.
Good point.
Sought
to control that. Yeah, because this one was pretty weak.
This has been in Trump hands for 3 years now, 3.5 years. And also, I don't think the case is over. I think what's going to go on now is there's a great saying, deny the allegation and then shoot the alligator. And I think now we're in the shoot the alligator phase, which is to go after Peter Strzok and McCabe, the deputy FBI director, and go after those who did this frame up and prosecute them. We're up to the shoot the alligator phase.
Well, you had Comey on tape, and they've played it over and over again, saying how he sent agents in to talk to him without notifying the administration because they knew it was early in the administration and they were not organized yet. I mean, then we have that information that they're referring to is probably those notes that have been revealed, handwritten notes saying, what do we want to do here? Do we want to, you know, do we want to frame him? Do we want to? You can't do
and this
that.
This was the same time that they were putting in the phony charges about Russia that dominated the country for a year and a half. Totally responsibly, and it now emerges that this was in response to a campaign document prepared by the Hillary operation that invented a fantasy of Russian involvement in the election. And it is so horrible, so corrupt, and I do hope that Durham really gets to the bottom of this.
All right, I want to ask you about, because we'll get back to where we started, and that is Trump winning. Does this add to that narrative, another thing that the Trump team can show, look, this was a setup and there's more to come?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not going to look good for Democrats, is it?
No, no. But and of course he can and he will. But the main issue here will be how he can rebuild the country. And I think the thing about Trump that is amazing is how much he has accomplished. Forget everything that happened before the coronavirus. It struck and he cut off travel from China. Then we were short of ventilators. He made enough ventilators. We were short of masks and gowns. He made enough masks and gowns. We were short of hospital beds. He built 28 new hospitals. We were short of tests. We've now had 8 million people tested, and we're testing them at the rate of 300,000 plus a day. Every single time something's come up, the media goes through the same pattern. The state and local gov people say, oh, my God, we're in serious trouble. Then Trump acts. He gets the problem solved, and then rather than credit the solution, they go on to the next problem. Oh, yeah, the test thing is solved, but now nursing homes are a problem, and he'll deal with that as well. He's just incredible at achieving solutions here. It's clear that he was a very good manager.
Let me ask you about Joe Biden. We've all seen the gaffes, the stumbles, the awkwardness as he speaks. You have this allegation against him that isn't proven one way or the other. Will he be the person Trump is running against?
Most likely he will be, which would make him a sacrificial lamb. He can't possibly win. But I do believe that that the Tara Reid allegations are a seed in the ground, and they're in the middle of their growth phase. And I think they have a long way to go. I hope that Tara Reid takes a lie detector test. When you say they're unproven, you can never go back 27 years and prove something with that DNA. But you sure have contemporary testimony where she told her mother told other people and phoned in Larry King. She filed a complaint, although it didn't name Biden.
Yeah.
And then another complaint, which may have named Biden, that she should ask to get released. She told a neighbor, she told her brother, all at the time.
Dick Morris,
pretty good proof.
We're out of time. I did not expect the interview to go where it was going, but thank you so much for being on the program. DickMorris.com. We have to have you back more often. Will that be a deal?
Great. Bye-bye. Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir.
Take care.
Take care.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.